The Bush administration is changing basic rules that govern national forests. These forests, almost 200 million acres across the country, are managed by the U.S. Forest Service under the Department of Agriculture. News reports today quote administration officials saying the rule changes will ease forest management, which is complicated, lengthy, and bureaucratic. But the reports also quote conservationists who say the officials are going to ease the process by throwing out the regulations meant to protect the environment. Rick Cables oversees management of national forests in South Dakota, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Rick Cables, welcome to Day to Day. And I read that one of the changes is you're going to drop the requirement for environmental impact statements on these forests.
There is no intent to drop the requirement to do environmental studies and comply with the National Environmental Policy Act under this rule. The actual decision on whether we're going to document environmental studies through an environmental assessment will be decided in a subsequent rulemaking to this rule. But we are fully compliant with the National Environmental Policy Act, which means that we're going to be disclosing the effects and giving the public a chance to look at alternatives.
But the public may not have as much opportunity to comment as it has had in the past for the last 20 years.
I believe the public is going to be far more engaged in this planning process than they have historically. And we're going to condense the amount of time it takes to produce a forest plan from somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 years down to 2 years. So regular citizens are going to have the opportunity to stay with us from start to finish on a planning process and see their influence in their comments. This new planning rule is going to enable better public participation, in my view.
The man who used to be your boss, the Clinton administration's official who oversaw the Forest Service, Jim Lyons is his name. He's quoted in the LA Times today as saying, "This is a clandestine effort in my mind to subvert much of what the National Forests stand for."
This is anything but a clandestine plan. This has had full public involvement. We've had a draft rule out for a couple years. There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes discussions with forest policy folks, scientists, and people across the spectrum. So I really believe that when we get a couple years under our belt under this new system, it's going to be embraced by a wide cross-section of people.
Maybe the suspicions of the environmentalists are raised because the person who runs the Forest Service now, that is your present boss, used to be a lobbyist for the timber industry. His name's Mark Ray.
First of all, the person who runs the Forest Service is the chief of the Forest Service. His name's Dale Bosworth. He himself was a forest planner, really understands this planning process and what it's done to our ability, the old system, what it's done to our ability to do work. The Forest Service wants to revise this rule because we believe, our career professionals, people like myself, believe that we're not going to be able to treat the forest, to do the restoration, to take care of the wildlife if we're strapped down to our desk working on this bureaucratic planning process that we have to historically. So really, this is a Forest Service initiative.
U.S. Forest Service Manager Rick Cables speaking with us from Boulder, Colorado. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.